West Des Moines is waking up with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
And Star 102.5.
Kurt is on the scene where the big game's going to be tomorrow. It's tomorrow's game day, so today's pre-game day on the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt show. Last time we talked to him, he was knocking on the door of the game day bus. Hoping
nobody
to find
answered.
Lee Corso or somebody. No one did answer. But now he said he was moving to the RV, one of the RV lines or over to the RV areas where, because there's more than one, right, Kurt?
Yes, there's three or four that I know of for sure.
Okay.
And so, but yeah, so I made, this is the first time I really felt the Cy-Hawk rivalry because I walked up. And there's a group of about 9 or 10 gentlemen outside their RVs, you know, waiting to get in here in the next 20 minutes. And that's when a cascade of boos happened because I'm wearing my Hawkeye sweatshirt. And a lot of...
No. No, it had nothing to do with your shirt.
No, just,
they're just booing you.
I just set you up. I just set it up.
Okay. So, anyway, other than booing you, did they say anything else?
We talked to Ryan earlier. Ryan, I think he's trying to sweet talk the event staff security guard here to see if he can get their RV in early. Ryan, you're so close.
We're close. It's about time. What do we got? 20 minutes left.
His friends are yelling at him to hurry up, to pay the security guard, maybe a little extra on the side, just to let them in early.
Yeah, so it opens up in 20 minutes. They're going to get in there and park and get going. They're going to, I know Ryan said he's going to the game tomorrow. Are they staying all day? Are they just hanging out in the RV area all day?
Are you staying all day?
Well, I'm going to be staying all day. Mark here, the security guard. He's got the taser. He's ready to keep peace. We're here all day.
Now, I heard one of your friends say he only had a 30-pack of Busch Light. That's not going to be enough.
I think he's a
Hawkeye
fan.
Colossal Hawkeye fan. Oh, I'm sorry. Now I said it's 300 cases. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Oh
wow.
That seems more right.
What? He meant 300 beers, like 10, 30 packs.
I don't know. I honestly, I would want to say that, but I don't know. They're going to be here for the next 48 hours.
Oh, man. Right. You need to get clarification. I want to know how much beer they really have.
I'll try. He just skedaddled into his. He knew I was talking about him, and he
ran away.
He's worried the wife might be listening this morning. He told her just two packs.
300 cases.
But yeah, like right now, I mean, I can see other RVs over. I mean, there's groups of like 20 RVs in each area. The line that we're in has about 40 in them. You know, Iowa State school buses, a lot of campers. I was looking. I didn't see anything. I was kind of surprised. I didn't see any Hawkeye RVs just because I figured, you know, someone might want to get here early. But It's all Cyclones.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, well, I'm surprised that there wouldn't. I mean, Hawkeye fan, you're not going to be able. I mean, what are you doing? Get over there.
Yeah, they must be.
All right, I hope you're at least down the road listening in this morning.
They hoteling it?
I don't know.
Well, I'm sure those were easy to get.
Yeah, I know. I would have thought there'd be some in line, but okay.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. I just realized it's just me representing all of Hawkeye Nation.
You're the only one?
I really am. I'm the only one even wearing black.
Suddenly, every Hawkeye fan on their way just stepped on the gas pedal. We got to get there.
We got to save Kurt because he's going to get beat up.
He is not a representative.
Well, they know you're going to get beat up, Kurt.
I have been mouthy. I'm not going to lie. Mouthy and 34-13 predictions. I don't know.
Kurt is in Ames. It's pre-game day on the Ken, Colleen, and Kurt show.
Taking the stress out of the morning routine.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.